What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
We're back here on What's the Topic with another show that's gonna be very interesting. Yeah, I know you guys can't wait to hear the stuff, eh? Yeah, I hope you guys are awesome. I said yeah twice, this is the third time. I hope you guys are awesome, and I hope you guys have been safe, keeping it well, and sharing the shows, telling people about Jesus, and experiencing what the word says, which is what we gotta do. The power is in the application and not the hearing or the seeing. Yes, it's in what you do. That's where the power is. So today, it's an awesome Friday. I hope you guys are ready for another awesome weekend. Yes, starting off your weekend with What's the Topic. And guys, share the shows, comment, and make sure that people get exposed to it. I'm actually asking you, and yeah, one of the targets is actually to get 1,000 downloads a week. So if you actually help by sharing, that's actually gonna be really awesome. I mean, yeah, we wanna get downloads weekly, 1,000, you know. So guys, I'm personally asking you, please help me out there, you know, to actually get the show out there. And yeah, that will be really awesome. So today's topic, as you guys can already see, we're gonna be talking about Beyonce. Yes. And we're gonna tackle a couple of stuff that is happening in her life and a couple of stuff that happened in her life, you know, and why she's where she is. So guys, don't go anywhere, we'll be back. And when we come back, we'll get into the new session, because you guys know that you can take notes and take the application of the news and actually apply it into your life. So it's actually interesting. So guys, we'll be back after the short break, and then we'll get into the news itself. So see you guys after the short break.
Hi, this is Pastor Mike Sadie from Hillsong Church in Pretoria, and you're listening to Active FM, where Christ's music is hot music.
Getting into the new session, we're back. Guys, take out your notebooks, take out your pen, and take out your phone as well. Yeah, voice record, whatever it is, your recorder, whatever it is, make sure that you take it out. So guys, today in the news, we're gonna actually speak about three topics, which is actually really interesting, especially the two last ones. It's gonna blow your mind away, because yeah, it's an interesting mindset that people have. But first up is basically the analysis. So Alexandra Casio, I'm sure you guys know this person. Yes, I even took time for you guys to actually get into your head, you know. So basically, Alexander Casio Cortez, he actually made a mistake of $21 trillion. He made a mistake of transferring, you know, $21 trillion. Now right there, that is a whole lot of money. So $21 trillion gone to the wrong person because of a transfer. So he actually made a mistake, and yeah, it actually hit the news, you know. It was actually all over and all the stuff. So you can actually go even read more about it. That is what's actually happening. And if you are a banker right there, so make sure that you're actually keeping an eye on stuff like this, taking notes. And if you deal with money or any form of finances, whatever it is, even your own finances, you know, make sure that you are aware of what you're doing and you pay attention, you know, focus on what you're doing, because you might end up in a situation like this where you make a mistake of $21 trillion or rands going, yeah, into the wrong account and stuff like that. So yeah, there is Alexandra Casio Cortez right there. And yeah, hey, that is bad, eh? That is really bad. Second up on the news, and this one's gonna blow your mind away, is basically hair loss. Yep, it's all over the web, and it's happening every single way. So right now, people are all focused on hair loss products and all those stuff. Guys, come on, guys. No, man. Why are you buying products that say that, yeah, they're gonna prevent hair loss? When you apply them, they actually contribute to the hair loss. So this is what's actually happening. There's hair loss products that are being produced like no one's business. Yes, people are not focused on those stuff, and there's a mass production of hair loss product. So stuff that are telling you that they'll prevent you from losing your hair, and yet they contributing to the hair loss process, which is bad. So guys, keep an eye on stuff like that. Make sure, in fact, dude, whether you lose your hair or not, does it really matter? Come on, your identity is found in Christ. I'm not gonna care about my hair falling. I mean, God knows the amount of hair that falls on your head, and he knows why he made them fall the way they fell. Yes. And the way they still gonna fall. He knows why he created you like that. So why are you in a position where you like, nah, I gotta make sure that it's not falling, and I gotta make sure that I'm watching this, watching that, I'm applying this, applying that, not realizing that you're actually contributing to the hair loss process. You're making it go faster instead of the rate that God placed it to go at. So guys, can we like stop now? Like, can you stop focusing on products that you think will help you, but instead they're contributing to the problem? So can you like stop now? Like, really, I'm serious. So yeah, that is actually the second headline. And then the last headline, you can hear that. Yep, it's bad, this one. It's really bad. And I don't even think you guys are ready. In fact, I'm asking myself, are they ready? I think you're not ready. Okay, I'll tell you anyway. Steroids. Guys, steroids, now is being marketed everywhere. Like, steroids right now is being marketed everywhere. And now a lot of people are using steroids. I mean, these are identity issues. Like, I consider them as identity issues. There's identity crisis happening everywhere. Yes. Guys, can you now get into Christ and actually focus on Christ? Because you focus on Christ, you have no problem with identity. You know that your identity is found in Christ. So why must you try and make yourself perfect when God already created you perfect? He made you to be perfect in every way. He is the creator of your very being. He calls you his masterpiece. So why try and adjust what is happening with your facial or physical or whatever it is? So don't worry about those stuff, eh? Actually focus on God, and you want to see everything else is going to be really awesome. You don't need to worry about anything, and all you're doing is just focusing on him, which is amazing. So guys, can we stop this thing of trying to adjust what we have on us, how we look and all those stuff, whether it's your hair, whether it's your muscles, your mass and all those stuff? No, God knows how he created you. And he created you perfect in every single way. So rely on him, depend on him, and don't worry about everything else. He's the one that's going to change it if it needs to be changed. If he needs you to have blue eyes after a period of time, he's going to make sure that you get blue eyes. If he needs you to have black eyes, he's going to make sure you get black eyes. If he needs you to become lighter or darker, he's going to do that. So why are you trying to do it yourself? So just rely on him, depend on him, relax, and do what he wants you to do, which is go and tell people about Jesus. Yes, yes, and become like Christ in everything that you do. So yeah, guys, can we like relax now? And that's it for the news. So hope you guys took notes, because we're going to come back after this short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, this is the short session where we speak about music. Yes, guys, we approaching the new year. And something that I gotta say is, guys, can you guys like do at least some research on other artists, you know, other rappers and all those stuff? Because there's awesome rappers out there. Yes, and when I'm talking about rappers, I'm not talking about secular artists, I'm talking about Christian rappers. Guys, in fact, can you go to Rapzilla? Do yourself a favor, if you've never been exposed to Christian rap or Christian music. Because, okay, this is the thing, when we speak about Christian music, a lot of you think gospel, praise, worship, Hillsong, yay. Guys, yes, we're talking about Hillsong, but there's also Christian rap There's Christian house. There's Christian trap. There's Christian dubstep. Christian EDM. Every single genre you can find under the sun. Christian R&B, Christian rock, pop, jazz, hop, whatever you want to call it, you'll find it. So please do yourself a favor. Go to Rapzilla and actually see all the Christian artists that you can get there. And you'll find some amazing, amazing albums from amazing artists. I mean, you even got people like Derek Minor, who released an awesome album called The Trap. Yo, guys, no, man. There's no reason for you to say you don't know anything about Christian rap. So, guys, Christ music is hot music, and that's what I recommend for you. Reprimand and recall. Yeah, all of them. All of the men under the sun. Yes, that is what I do for you. So make sure you go check out the website. Make sure you go check out the artists. Make sure you go check out the albums, the songs, the singles, all of them. Yes, like I said, Derek Minor, Trip Lee, all of them. You'll find them. Andy Mino, all of them. KB, you will love the music that you find there. So guys, yes, Christian rap, rock, all of them. Christian rock rocks. Yeah, that's something that I just thought now. But yeah, guys, Christ music is hot music, and go check out the Christian side of the family. The new year is coming, yes, including Christmas. In fact, for Christmas, do yourself a favor. Give yourself a gift of listening to Christian music. See ya.
With our hearts, we'll hear it. Peace on. Captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
To the topic itself, Beyonce is who we are speaking about, man. So we're speaking about Beyonce, and a lot of people love Beyonce. That's something that I can say. And yeah, by the way, last week Sunday, Beyonce was actually in South Africa, yes, with Jay-Z. So yeah, there's something that is happening all around the world. And guys, you probably didn't know, maybe you did know, yeah, so that's something that now you know. Now Beyonce, so that is actually one of the most iconic, I'll be honest with you, influential female artist. Yes, she has been, she still is, and yo, her influence is okay. Her influence is leading people astray. That's something that I can say. Yep, she's got influence and she's leading people astray, which is a problem, guys. It's a problem. Yes, I know you guys probably love Beyonce, but it's a problem, the fact that you love Beyonce, because you can't love Beyonce and want to love God as well. You know, if that's you, yeah, there's a problem. You gotta actually examine your salvation and actually examine yourself and see, do you really have Christ in your life or he's not real? So you gotta do that. You gotta actually examine yourself. But Beyonce, the reason why she's leading a lot of souls astray is because she's part of the music industry. She's part of the Illuminati. Now, for those who don't know the Illuminati is basically Sony. Sony owns the music industry, the filming industry, and most of your industries that you know of, you know. Yeah, so there is Sony right there. And the music industry, how it works is, in order for you to actually become a rapper, a singer, you know, whatever genre it is, as long as you wanna become an artist in that specific genre under Sony, you have to give your sell your soul to the devil. Yep, that's what you need to do. In other words, you know how we accept Christ as our Lord and personal Savior? You make the devil your Lord, yeah, in your life. Not really your Savior, he's not your Savior. But he loves to deceive people and think that he saved them out of poverty. Wow, he's so magnificent. You wouldn't get something like that from anyone else. Yeah, that's the situation that he places himself in, and that's how he displays himself, you know. And yeah, you are thinking, wow, he's so amazing. But no, he's deceiving you. He's deceiving you for that moment. I mean, there was an artist called, in fact, let me not say her name just now. Yeah, she gets exposed and yeah, something goes bad and all the stuff just because of the show. But unknown anonymous, yes, known anonymous, not unknown. She's a known anonymous artist. So there was an artist that actually wanted to join the industry. And yeah, by the way, there's a lot of artists. Yes, there's a lot. There's actually a lot. After her, there was a lot that followed her. So there was an artist, won't even mention the year, because if I mention the year, it's actually going to expose her, because within that year, she was the one that did it. So there was a year where an artist actually wanted to join the industry. And when she was joining the industry, what happened is Sony exposed her to one of the artists that he has made famous. So the reason why that artist was famous is because of the requirements that was asked from that artist, and that artist actually met the requirements. Like I said, in order for you to be famous, you have to sacrifice your loved one. Yep, someone that you love, someone close to you. Oh, it's actually messed up. Eh? It's messed up. Like, I know for the movie side, you know, the under Sony, in order for you to be a famous movie actor, you actually need to sleep with Sony. And Sony is a guy. You, whether you're a guy or a female, you need to sleep with him. So that is actually bad, yo. It's actually bad. And the devil actually defines himself as Sony. So you basically need to sleep with the devil. That's what is happening. So, yeah. The person that the devil chose as the one that's gonna run Sony or be in charge of, yeah, that's the person that you need to go to. Yeah, so it's actually bad. And most of your famous actors, they've done it. They've actually done it, which is bad. Now, this lady got exposed to the agreements after they chose a specific artist. I won't mention that artist's name as well, because if I mention the name, you gonna know exactly who it is. For those who have knowledge of what's happening in there, they'll know who it is. And yeah, for those who don't know, you still be lost. But I don't wanna mention the name because of the people who do know. And yeah, this is actually highly classified information, if I can put it that way, because it's also a person's life at stake. So this lady got exposed to an artist that has made it in the industry because that person met the requirements that was asked from her. And what happened is this famous artist actually took her and basically did a tour with her and actually showed her around. And also to increase the popularity, she featured, you know, the newcomer. And what happened is the newcomer, yes, did this awesome, amazing single featured by this famous artist. And because this artist was famous, she basically had influence, and all the fans of this famous artist now recognize this newcomer artist. And what happened is, after that, Sony wanted this newcomer artist to actually sell her soul to the devil. Yep. So Sony wanted this newcomer artist to actually sign her soul away for money and fame. That's what Sony wanted her to do. And what she did is she took the papers, she went through them, she read every single thing, the terms and conditions and the agreements. And when she noticed, hey, what I'm actually doing is I'm selling myself away to the devil. I'm actually selling my soul to the devil. In other words, he is going to be the one that controls my whole life. So I'm basically going to be a slave indirectly. Yes, but now a slave to the devil. So whatever he asks, I have to produce. If I don't produce, they're gonna take me out. Which is what they did to all your famous artists. I mean, your Tupac, your Michael Jackson, all those famous artists. That's what they did to them. When they decided to rebel against Sony, he took them out. Took them out, like he got them killed. Yes. Which was basically a sacrifice. Now, that's what Sony does. And when she got exposed to this information and she saw, hey, this is what's actually happening. And what was interesting is she didn't only get exposed to the paperwork. She also got a glimpse of what is happening. She got to see what actually happens, as in their worship, the way they worship in the industry, the way they sacrifice. She actually got a glimpse of that. And when she saw that and saw the paperwork and the agreement that needs to go with it, she was like, no, I'm not gonna do this. She actually pulled out. She pulled out. And when she pulled out, they actually threatened her and told her if she ever speaks of what she saw in the music industry, she is going to get killed. She's going to get killed. That's what they told her. And yeah, basically, yeah, she didn't speak. But what she did do is she posted, you know, not really posted. She sent out a tweet on Twitter explaining this whole process, you know, basically she actually did a short summary of what she saw, and then she stopped after explaining that this is what she saw. She stopped. She eventually explained a brief summary of what she saw, which is what I just came from telling you of, yeah, sacrificing and worshiping and all those stuff. She then stopped after that short description, and she mentioned that she doesn't want to say anything more, because if she does, she's going to get in trouble and they'll come after her. So that is actually what happened, you know, concerning this artist. And that is what is happening in the industry. Now, something that's interesting is, yeah, Beyonce. Worldwide artist that is known with influence. She sold her soul to the devil. Yep. She sold her soul to the devil. And something that's interesting is the Beyonce that you see right now is actually not the Beyonce that was back then. Because Jay-Z sacrificed the Beyonce that was back then. And yeah, the one that you see right now is a spirit that's in her. So it's not the Beyonce spirit. It's not Beyonce's spirit. But I do believe that if she had to repent and actually acknowledge God and actually see God for who he is, her soul would, let me say, have mercy given. Yes, Jesus will give her mercy, and he will restore her. He will restore her soul. He will restore her state. But that is basically, yeah, what is happening in the industry. And we're gonna go for a break, and when we come back, we're actually gonna look up, yeah, just a brief explanation of what's happening with Beyonce and all those stuff. So guys, don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this. ¶¶
New Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Christ is all I need. He is my victory.
available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So guys, yes, looking at Beyoncé. So basically, Beyoncé was born on the 4th of September, 1981. And yeah, if you calculate that, you'll actually find out that she's 37 years of age. So yeah, which is really interesting. Like what? Okay. And yeah, she's got 4 kids. Yes, I won't even mention them because of, you know, time and all the stuff. But she's got 4 kids and she's married to the spouse, which is Jay-Z. Yep, Jay-Z is basically the spouse. And it's actually interesting. I mean, you got, yeah, this person that came from a very interesting background. I mean, she was born in Hudson, you know, basically in Texas. That's where she was born. She was born in Texas at Hudson. For those who know Texas, yep, you know where Hudson is. Shout out to you guys out there. But that's where she was basically born, in Texas. Now, back in those days, I remember when Beyoncé was becoming an artist, you know, a newcomer artist. I mean, they probably deceived her because she was a gospel singer. She was part of a choir. Imagine, she was part of a church. She was raised in the church. She was raised in the church. So she probably had knowledge of all of this stuff. But now, hey, you look at her now. The type of life that she's living versus the type of life that she used to be living. Yeah, I almost said she used to be lived. But yeah, we'll keep that like that. Yes, and you guys, you must know what I mean and not what I'm saying. Yes, you know how we do it. You know, what's the topic? But yeah, she was raised in the church. She was actually in the choir, singing and all the stuff. And yet, look where she ended up. Now, my question is, imagine if she did what she's doing now for God. I mean, you got the devil who deceived and all the stuff. Yes, he deceives all of us. But you get those that fall for it and you get those that don't fall for it. Now, in order for you not to fall for it, I believe you have to be led by the Spirit. Or you need to be close to God. I mean, if you're close to God, the devil won't touch you. He won't get you where he wants you to be. It's not going to defeat you. Why? Because Jesus is going to be there to protect you. Now, same thing with Beyonce, Michael Jackson, and all these other people. Yes, Jay-Z sacrificed Beyonce, you know. And yeah, everything went down south. I mean, after Jay-Z sacrificed Beyonce, that's where suddenly Beyonce started becoming famous. I mean, there was a year where she became famous. Like, yo, she just shot up. Like, the amount of people that knew Beyonce were less. And then after the sacrifice, she just shot up. Like, she shot up. Suddenly, the fame is, like, there. Now, why? It's because she was sacrificed. They demanded blood from Jay-Z, and Jay-Z chose Beyonce as a sacrifice. And I don't know if she knew. I don't know if she didn't know. If she knew, then the decision that she made, she probably thought that it was going to be a win-win situation, and yet only to be disappointed that it's not a win-win situation. Or maybe she didn't choose, or she didn't know, and because she didn't know, because of the situation that she was in, bam, yeah, oh, ended up where she wasn't supposed to end up. But now, that is basically some of these people's lives. Yet you got Eminem, who was raised in a alcoholic abusive home, and then you got Beyonce, the side, who was raised in a Christian home, yet she ended up where she is today. And my question is, why? It's because of the love of money. I mean, it's choices that you make, the decisions that you made. I almost said some other stuff. Decisions that you make up your life, the stuff that you think in your mind. I mean, for her to be where she is now in terms of the music industry, the Illuminati, she probably got exposed to the Illuminati music industry. She got exposed to everything that she knows now, and she probably chose to go that direction. I mean, you got this newcomer artist that decided, whoa, this is what I'm getting exposed to. I'm gonna back out. I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna be all about this life. Nah, I'd rather be somewhere else, not here. I'm not gonna stay here. This is not the type of life that I wanna live. You got one that is like that. And then you get another one that's like, okay, exposed to this, yet they still pursue it. And for you to be in a position where you still pursue it, I'm saying you gotta be possessed or you love something else that you think is the way. I mean, it's the devil who deceives us, yes? Probably something that's interesting is, yes, the devil knows your weakness. The devil knows Beyonce's weakness. The devil knows Jay-Z's weakness. The devil knows my weakness. Now, in that weakness, when I get attacked, the question is, do I get this defeated by the enemy, or do I run to Jesus and actually stay in the victory that he won for me? I mean, those who fell, it's because they didn't run to Jesus. They didn't say, hey, Christ, I'm running to you. I'm going to make sure that I stay with you and I'm going to go on forward focusing on you. But instead, what did they do? They were like, okay, I'm going to do this on my own. Yes, I'm in a situation where I need money, so I'm getting an opportunity for me to get money. What am I going to do? I'm going to take it and I'm going to go for it. Which I think that's the same situation that Beyonce was in. She saw money. She saw her soul. Money, her soul. Money, her soul. And then she was probably in a situation where she's like, I'm going for the money. And a part of it was also the fame. I mean, she was part of the Destiny Kids. Destiny Child. Yeah, one of the two. Kid or Child. Child, yes. Destiny Child band. Where there were three of them. And then she decided to split from there and pursue her own direction, which is the direction that she went towards the Illuminati industry, where now, yeah, she has to sell her soul to the devil and all of that for fame. So she had fame, money, soul, and she chose fame and money to give up the soul, which is not the position for all of us to be in. I mean, I don't want to be in that situation. I will never be in that situation. I'm not about that life. I'm about Jesus. I'm going to follow Jesus. And my life in Christ is awesome. I wouldn't even want to change to any other religion or any other psychological type of thoughts and what. Yeah, whatever opinion that people have, I wouldn't want to go for it. As long as it's not in Christ. If it's in Christ, yeah, then I'll rethink and actually examine. Can I go for it or should I go for it? I'll actually ask God, you know, God, guide me in this situation. If God is not happy, it's a no. If he's happy, then I'll go for it. But now, what I'm saying is, imagine if she was a Christian on fire. Okay, which she was. Now, imagine if she stayed a Christian on fire, giving God the glory and changing people's lives. I believe that she was going to have more people, you know, being changed. In fact, you can have influence, yet it's not yours. Like, put it this way. Right now, the influence that she has, it's not hers. And yeah, it's not getting her anyway. Versus if she stayed in Christ and actually have the same influence and actually help people's lives to change, that was going to be her giving the glory to Christ. And it was going to help her and change her life as well. Because she was going to see, wow, this is what God is doing for these guys. I'm challenged to also change. I want that also. I want God to actually do the same thing for me. You know, it was going to be that situation. So guys, yes, you want to make her a role model. You want to make her an icon in your life. Find out what's happening in the background. Find out what she's involved in and actually see, do I still pursue this person as a role model, or do I change and actually look for the right types of role models? I mean, you got female artists, Christian artists like Jackie Hill Perry. I actually love that woman's albums. Like, they're really awesome. Go check those albums out. I mean, it's a new year we're going for. Yes, we're going for Christmas. Do yourself a favor and actually check out those people. Okay, just go check Jackie Hill Perry. There's others, but go check Jackie Hill Perry. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. You won't. You'll actually love her stuff. So I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys enjoyed that show. And I'm going to go for, not really go forever, but I'm going to go for the weekend. See you guys next weekend. Same time, same place. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Not Don. Yes, yeah, you just know you're like www.activefm. Nah, don't do that. www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM. Yes, and also catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Catch us on Ayono itself, Ayono FM, on ActiveFM. And don't forget to catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM777. Share the shows out, comment on them, and yeah, we'll stay in contact with you. I mean, there's a show that I did last week based on dropping out of school, and I was having a conversation with this guy that was telling me he is more wealthier than Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates combined. I was like, what? Okay. Yeah, I'm now having a conversation with him and all those stuff. And I actually got some interesting stuff about his life. I was like, wow, wow, that's actually awesome. Yeah, never thought such people existed. They didn't know that. That's what we actually want. So leave your comment, speak to you. And guys, just for you guys, so that you know, there's an Instagram page. Not Instagram, I almost said Instagram, but there's an Instagram page that was created just for you guys called What's 777 The Topic. Go check it out, follow, and you'll find more stuff on there as well. See you guys next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Christ music is hot music.
I celebrate Christmas
all year long.
Is what was done in three, bruh. Without the birth, it wouldn't be a death. It would be cold, like seeing breath. What's a dark man like DMX? Now redeemed. See the bitch. No, this don't sound like a Christmas song. Cause I celebrate its meaning all year long. I ain't saying you can't do it up, do it up. If you celebrate Christmas without Christ, then what you doing, bruh? I may take my lights down, but I never take my light down. Rev them hard, any day, ain't no better time. Right now, hit the gong. Let's get it on. I hope many more join me in celebrating Christmas.
All year long, 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 all year long.
I celebrate Christmas.
All year long, all year long, all year long, all year long, all year long.
His only begotten son, for his rotten ones on the cross he got a gun, that whoever believes in him shall not pass away, but will have eternal life in heaven if he pass today. Christmas is deeper than toys and gifts, yes. Too many people out here treating Christ like it don't exist, man. Like he's a myth, man. He came to fix a problem, sin, and if he didn't fix that, we would all be down by. Christ sat down from his throne, round. Made earth his home, home. Well, God with us, we are not alone. Come on. Christmas is not about a baby in a manger. It's about God becoming man, you understand? Celebrate Christmas
all year long.
I celebrate.
I know it's Christmas time. Forgive me if it's strange. I need more to travel. I like my tracks to bang, like my homie Fly Boy. I like my bass, like my pride. So I need them bells at 808 to coincide. I'm on my full ride. This music let it knock. If I had some subwoofers, you would hear me down the block. Grew up on rap, so I like them thick kick drums that make a smooth boom sound when it hums. Most music played around a holiday has no low end.
Nah,
doesn't suit my music taste when I'm rolling. Still wanna be in the spirit, just wish I could let these tracks pound when I hear it. Some songs fit the description, wish there were more, cause the day after Thanksgiving I feel ignored. For my hip-hop fans who want some bass in they beats, when I'm riding down the street, I like them beats to go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thumpity, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, bump it in my trunk like thumpity.
Yeah, I used to be inactive, now I am alive. The third day rose, the spirit lit side. I feel it in my soul, I feel it in my bones. Gotta tell everybody as yes, I'm on my way home. The purpose for living, why the Savior was given. He died for my sins, that's why I'm so driven to let my light shine before I melt away. Spreading good cheer from Cincinnati down to the black. Turn my life up like my friend Show Baraka. Want my heart to be loud, pray to God I do it proper. Trying to live at a 10, like Wade O, it's more than music. I'm a vessel that's available for the Lord to use it. My life is to speak, it's to amplify the good news. Encouraging everybody about the one they should choose. Okay, so when I'm riding down the street, I want my faith louder than my beats. I need my life to go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump.